You are now listening to WBPPR, Big Pretty Public Radio. This program is An Evening with the Authors. I am your host, Dana Glass. In recent episodes, loyal listeners, you may have heard me expressing some discomfort with my current situation with the man who is now my boss, Mr. Teaspoon Safflower. I feel his management style to be somewhat restrictive, and that we have been steering away from the actual purpose of this program. He has assured me that my complaints have been heard, and has set up an interview with actual authors, two men that have appeared on our show before in Hazel Park, Michigan, and I am sitting here now in the WBPPR studios with Mr. Thomas Luge and Mr. Lil Dicky Ricketts. Hello, gentlemen, and welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Hi, Dana. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Yes, very, very clever radio joke there, Lil Dicky.
Ooh,
now
your walls, are they faint steel?
This is, yes, that actually not many people recognize. Yes, that is faint steel.
Oh, it's my favorite flavor, lead base paint. Do you mind if I lick your walls for a little bit while Thomas graces you with our presence?
I think that if that's how you would like to proceed, I think that's just fine.
Please, it will help Dicky settle in.
Awesome, Thomas, I'm going to be over here licking the walls.
Yes, yes, of course,
okay,
Dicky.
Thomas, you do the talking, I'm going to lick the walls.
Okay, okay.
Now, Mr. Luge, you appeared on our program, as I said, and when we appeared live in Hazel Park, Michigan, and the two of you seemed to get your wires crossed just a bit. You both wrote pieces, different pieces, unrelated pieces. I believe Dickie's was a coloring book, but you wrote a book about a military sex operation. I'm not sure I really remember. I was a bit confused, to be honest.
Yes, and before I go forward, I would like to point out that I believe Dickie's piece complemented my piece fairly well.
I wrote a coloring book about the Anunnaki aliens. It was by the way, this paint is very tasty, Dana.
It appears as though you are enjoying yourself, and for that I am happy.
It has a nice bouquet, Mr. Glass.
Well, that's it. It's one of the, I wouldn't say best money can buy, but it's certainly adequate for money spent. And I never would have thought to taste it, but if that's how you enjoy yourself, I am not one to judge. This is a safe space, and you can do as you please. So Anunnaki alien coloring book, and then Stormin Norman Schwarzkopf, sex cult military firm.
It to be more specific, it is the secret masturbation culture of the U.S. Army.
I see, and this is, I'm assuming, a covert operation.
Yes, yes. It is covert in the sense that it is limited as far as the knowledge of the program to within the Army. Civilians, even Marines and Navy, people outside of the Army are not completely aware of the program that is happening.
And yet you are aware. And I guess I'm not exactly sure. My notes here, were you in the military yourself?
No, I was not in the military myself. As our truth listeners are aware, I am a level 4 remote viewer, and one afternoon I was just curious as to what the Army was involved in, and so I remote viewed into an Army base somewhere near Baghdad in the Middle East, and there was just masturbation happening everywhere. I don't even want to sugarcoat it.
I was never in the military either, but I did ring a bell, kind of like the Salvation Army, but that was because I was in a Trans-Siberian Orchestra cover band briefly.
Okay, a lot of information packed into those few sentences there. I'm going through the notes provided by intern Marley, and I'm missing just a few things. What remote viewing is, let's see here, where you are from. Thomas, that accent, I can't place that accent.
I grew up in New Jersey near the shore. I would like to keep the exact location undisclosed, but yes, New Jersey, roughly near the shore.
And I know my accent sounds Australian, but I'm from the good old Midwest.
Okay, I assumed that by your camouflage attire.
Oh, you can see that?
Oh, yes, that's not... Okay. That's... I don't feel this is necessarily... I don't know if...
I'm going to take it off.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, please.
You can... It's not doing its purpose. And I'm just... I mean, you guys don't mind, right? We're all a bunch of bros here.
Well...
Of course not, Dickie. Please feel... please be comfortable, Dickie.
All right, stripping down to my tidy whities.
No, okay. This is I want to make sure everybody here in studio is comfortable with what is happening. Intern Marley, my producer Bernadette, averting her face.
Hey, Bernadette, what's up, girl?
I don't know if the custodian Gustavo is in the premises, but Marley, if you could please ask him if he will be comfortable with a mostly naked man in studio. Back to, could you explain to me, what is remote viewing?
Remote viewing is a psychic ability that it allows the remote viewer to tap into objects or locations that could be as near as the next room or as far as the other side of the globe.
Wow.
Okay. Would you like us to do a demonstration for you, Mr. Glass?
That's something that you can do just like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we can do a demonstration. For instance, I can tell you the contents of the left side pocket of the shorts that Dickie just removed and threw in the corner of the studio over there.
And on the count of three, we will both say it at the exact same time. Okay, ready, Thomas?
Before we go any further, I would like to put out a trigger warning to any listeners who may have had any traumatic events with psychics, or I guess I would include hypnotists into this, or any other mind invasion. Just putting that out there that we are about to have a remote viewing session on air at this time. Please, gentlemen, proceed.
Okay. Dana, would you count us down from three?
Yes. Now, will you be going when I say one, or will there be a beat after I say one?
Oh, definitely.
I want to make sure that I'm looking.
Definitely the beat after. Because, you know, the beat goes on.
Yes, it absolutely does. So let's go 3, 2, and 1.
Tic-tacs. A half-eaten sugar daddy.
A half-eaten sugar daddy, just like I said. I thought it was Tic Tac. I'm going to go look in my pants, britches, and, half-eaten sugar daddy. Thomas was right. Yep. Yeah. They just look like Tic Tacs, but half-eaten sugar daddy in disguise.
A skeptic, which I am not, I keep an open mind to all things, no matter how ludicrous, would say, oh, you could have spoken before coming into studio for just such an activity. But the fact that Dickie was wrong about the content of his own pocket lets me know that Thomas really did use some sort of mystic power to... This is incredible. Is this something that most people know about? Am I the last to find out here? This is really neat.
This is unfortunately not common knowledge, but this is the purpose of mine and Dickie's podcast, which is to illuminate the common person to these unknown abilities that every human mind really has.
Yeah, he can do a demonstration on you, Mr. Glass. You don't consume a lot of fluoride, do you?
I guess I don't know. I think my toothpaste may have fluoride. I guess I don't.
Well, you don't swallow your toothpaste like some sort of animal, do you?
No.
Of course not. You are a public radio host. Think of your favorite color and Thomas can pull it out of your head. Yank it right out like a dandelion.
I am thinking of my favorite color. Well, I'm having trouble deciding. Let me narrow it down. I think I have it. I think I do know.
Green.
That was one of them. That was in the running.
Yes, yeah, so I was correct. I was correct. It was green.
Yes, I would say I think you've decided for me.
Well, I would say you decided and I accurately tapped into your psyche and saw the color.
I'm okay with that. If we're all in agreement, I think that's what happened. Yes.
I second the motion.
Then I think we're Bernadette, is that you don't care? Okay. Yeah, then that's my favorite color is green. It's been decided. And decided and seen in my brain. This is incredible. I do want to plug the podcast. I have it here. It is called the Truthcast, and that appears to be an acronym. It is True Revelations Uncovered Through Heroism. Now, can you explain what this is about?
Dickie, would you like to explain the acronym?
Well, acronyms are often confused with anagrams because they both start with A and they have to do with initials and words and letters and stuff. But an anagram is sort of what you do in the game of Scrabble. An acronym is what happens when you can spell a word using, like, you have a name of a thing, like scuba, you know, is a C contraption under breakfast arrangements. And it's all about how you have to like swim before you eat and whatnot. But the truth acronym is True Revelations. True mean is the opposite of false. Revelations is a book in the Bible. Uncovered means, you know, like, you know how if you're like sleeping in bed at night and you get too warm, then you throw off the covers. Through, yeah, that means like in between, kind of. And then heroism is, you know, pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, that.
Oh, you meant what the podcast? We have different heroes talking about different quote unquote conspiracies, which are all truths that you know, they don't want you to know about. So you're welcome that we are gracing you with our presence today. And if Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer listeners, WPBR fans, use coupon code TRUTH next time you give to the pledge drive with Teaspoon, not that he needs a pledge drive, we'll give you a free Truth tote bag. Public radio. It's like real radio, only free. Like real radio. I just did an ad reading for you. A liner, if you will. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ricketts. That was a lot of information. I don't mean to step on toes, and you obviously have a strong partnership here, but Mr. Lush, have you ever thought about using your remote viewing to help organize the thoughts inside of Dickie's head before he speaks?
I believe doing that for Dickie would not help him become a stronger remote viewer himself. I believe that Dickie must learn to organize his thoughts on his own in order to ascend.
Yeah, plus it's like disorganized chaos. If another remote viewer tries to tap into my head, it's sort of like, you know, if you get a bunch of cords tangled up and you're just like, oh, forget it. I'll just go to Best Buy and buy some new cords. I can't untangle that mess. So that's why I keep everything combobulated, so no one wants to discombobulate my thoughts and know my secrets.
Mr. Ricketts, are you saying that you also are a remote viewer?
Oh, God, no. 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 Yeah. I have failing eyesight as it is. I can barely see not remotely. So, yeah, to see remotely.
Dickie is doing his beginner exercises. I've entered him into the preliminary stages of becoming a remote viewer, but he himself has not yet developed any psychic abilities.
That sounds Correct. As I'm looking, it doesn't seem that intern Marley was able to find a lot of information on the two of you, other than, oh, that's a fairly recent stay in the penitentiary, and I do not pass judgment. I believe that our incarcerated citizens should have just as many rights, perhaps more rights, than our citizens that are in the free world. They certainly should be paid for their work and be given meals of their choices, and just no judgment at all, but I want to say welcome back.
Mr. Glass, would you mind taking off your headphones real quickly for a second? I need to have a word in private with Thomas.
Oh, no, that seems fine. I can do that.
Okay. Thomas,
yes,
how does he know about the prison thing? I thought we undid that timeline. Dana Glass must be from an alternate reality where we still went to jail and everything. That was undone through time travel and the drinking of urine of a Vietnam veteran named Walter Allen Lincoln Clay. I'm very confused right now. I don't want to go back to prison.
I'm a little alarmed here myself, Dickie. Maybe we should try to subtly ask Mr. Glass here how he became aware of our incarceration.
Why don't we just tell him he went to prison?
That sounds like a sound plan.
And if he says that we did, we go, nuh-uh. Okay, tell him to... Mr. Glass, will you... Headphones. Put your headphones on, Mr. Yeah, your headphone. Yeah, oh, hey.
And we are back.
So what was that you were saying? Thomas, make your move.
Reading over the notes here...
I believe where we left off was, Mr. Glass, you were speaking about your stint in the penitentiary.
That's not something that needs to be discussed.
But you brought it up, so I can't help but believe that it was important to you, so I believe you should speak a little bit about your stint in the penitentiary.
Well, I did some volunteering for an amount of time. There was a period of time where an inmate who looked remarkably like myself fooled some of the faculty into keeping me instead of him while he used my automobile and my credit cards. But that was all cleared up, and it's actually not something that I was supposed to discuss with anybody outside. The warden was very embarrassed. It kind of was a thing. I think we could easily move on. I should have never brought it up. I apologize. This could be edited out. It will not be edited out. It will be left in its entirety.
Yeah, we don't edit our podcast, and we definitely don't over-edit our podcast either.
There'd be no reason to. If we started doing that, I do think that we would be liable for controlling the information that's given to people, which I believe should all be free and should be at the disposal of anyone to use in any way they see fit. As long as no one gets hurt.
I've never been to prison, so I'm gonna take my my britches and I'm gonna put them back on because I saw you eyeballing my wallet. Not that, you know, I don't believe prisoners and convicted felons, you know, shouldn't be given a fair chance. But I just don't trust you anymore, Mr. Glass.
Yes, especially given your history.
I did not want to violate trust. That is not what I am here for. I wanted to have a peaceful... Let's put all cards on the table. I was not looking forward to this interview. The last interview that was set up by Mr. Teaspoon Safflower was not a pleasant experience for me. I was owned multiple times by a very confrontational man, and I felt bad about myself at the end of the interview. I came in here with low expectations, and I have to say, gentlemen, I have learned a great deal. I did not know about remote viewing or masturbation, army recruits, or any of this. And I have to thank you for opening my mind. Maybe I could be a remote.
Probably not.
Anyone can. Anyone has the ability to do it. It really has to do with the drive.
Oh.
And I don't know that you have the drive, to be honest.
No, not the way you got owned last week. You definitely don't have the drive.
Yes, it's definitely the amount that you were owned last week definitely shows a mental weakness, and that could be a deterrent to the development of your remote viewing abilities.
Yeah, your eyes still look red like you cried for the last week, and you just got it together as soon as we walked into the studio.
While you're not incorrect, I wouldn't say that crying was directly...
Bernadette's nodding.
I very much enjoyed most of what has gone on here. Is there any other works in the literary world that you two gentlemen have your sights on?
I'm working on a screenplay called By George. It is the unauthorized biography of George Lucas and about how the Disney Corporation attempted to silence him after his revelation of Jar Jar Binks being an analogy for celebrity politicians who have no right to have their place in the office. And it's all about how he's trying to persevere, but the man, Walt Disney himself, is trying to keep him down.
I see. A book about George Lucas against the Disney Corporation, Jar Jar Binks being... I'll review this interview afterwards. I think that after a couple of listens through, I should understand what you just told me. I have to say, I didn't know a lot of people weren't. I thought Jar Jar Binks was delightful.
He was a warning, sir. And you thought you could be a remote viewer. You can't even see the things that are in front of your literal eyes.
I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm just going to say I don't like that you're right. Thomas, Mr. Luge, are there any literary works in your future?
I'm currently not working on any literary works. I'm currently focusing on... leveling myself up and my remote viewing abilities.
I see. So really, if one were inclined with your power, let's say I had your abilities, I could invade the minds of the world's most accomplished authors, take their ideas as my own, break out from this studio and from under the thumb of Mr. Teaspoon Safflower, write the world's best works, and become the most acclaimed author our time will ever see.
Yeah, I think Mr. Dean Koontz is going to have a thing or two to say about that.
Please don't. Please. Grocery store racks. Everyone has their place, and everyone is to be respected, but when you sell your books next to the National Enquirer, I think that there are some... levels, much like the levels of remote viewing or of a video game or anything that is Japanese, there are levels to this. And I think that, well, blasphemy is what I think that has just been committed within the studios. But I will just let it slide because I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't. Gentlemen, this has been an experience. I have a lot of research to do.
You're welcome.
I do thank you, and I mean that earnestly. Mr. Ricketts and Mr. Luge, I wish you good luck in all of your ventures. Mr. Luge, please do not invade my mind. It's an uncomfortable place for anyone to be. I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. Thank you, gentlemen, for visiting the studio.
Would you like Thomas's autograph before we go?
I mean, I would take it.
Okay, it's $20.
Oh, well, geez, I don't know if I...
Dickie, the prices went up. It's actually $25.
Yes. My bad.
Can I PayPal you? I don't have any cash. I didn't expect to get an autograph.
Mr. Glass, I thought that we were working with a professional here. It's a little bit alarming that you did not come prepared for my autograph.
Thomas, we gotta go. This guy's talking about PayPal. Next thing you know, he's gonna be plugging his GeoCities website.
Yes. The only form of electronic payment that I accept is crypto.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Glass. We're gonna have to leave. You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm sure you got the truth bump from our presence, but we outie, as the kids say.
Well, thank you, and I'd like to thank both Thomas and Little Dicky for visiting the studio. I'd, of course, like to thank my producer, Bernadette. I'd like to thank intern Marley for her diligent work. And most of all, more than anything, I'd like to thank you, loyal listeners, for spending an evening with the authors. I am Dana Glass. Good night.